Well, hello, beloved, and welcome once again to my voice boo. My computer has been down for six months, and praise the Lord, is back up and running because of the grace of God. I've been reading our devotional. I have been reading out of a devotional called Hope for After Trauma, and our topic for today is condemnation. You know, for a long time, I walked in condemnation because I had backslidden from the Lord, and my relationship with Him was separated, and it wasn't a very good feeling at all. But praise be to God that He did not let me go, even when the church turned their back on me, even when my friends turned their back on me. You know, I sought the Lord and I cried unto Him, and I thank Him that He never let me go. He did not take His hands off of me, but that He was patient. He was kind and full of loving kindness towards me, and I thank God. So this is for those who feel a sense of guilt that God cannot love them because of what they have done. That's not true, beloved. That is a lie of the enemy. God is a forgiving God. Now, have you ever felt guilty? Have you ever come to the conclusion that because of the guilt you feel, you could never be accepted by God and will therefore never be able to live a meaningful life? Well, beloved, trauma comes into a life for a lot of different reasons. Sometimes it is the result of what we have done, and often it is the result of what has been done to us. Unfortunately, whether it is the result of our own actions or the actions of someone else, a very common feeling that traumatic events bring is an overwhelming guilt. We make statements like, if I had not made that decision, that would never have happened. I know I have made that statement to myself. If I have not involved them, they would still be with us. This overwhelming guilt brings a condemnation that chains us to the past. We cannot move beyond what has happened because we feel like we should be punished. We become defined by an event in the past with no hope of a productive future. Chained to what happened was lost or should have been. Whether or not we are really guilty is not important, but the feeling of guilt speaks to us so consistently that it becomes our reality. Today's reading confronts the feeling of guilt with the truth of God's love. The author of this text, the Apostle Paul, was a man who had much for which to be guilty. Before his conversion, he was a blasphemer of God, persecutor of Christians, and a crusader against the gospel. But he then experienced the love and forgiveness found through Jesus Christ. Apparently, though, this man who wrote much of the New Testament and started churches around the world still felt guilty for his past. He was so overwhelmed by what he had done that he struggled with whether or not God could love him. And then he wrote Romans chapter 8. This chapter brings great comfort to the one overwhelmed by condemnation, because it opens by declaring that there is no condemnation for those in Christ, and ends by telling us that nothing can separate us from His love. When you are overwhelmed, beloved, by the past and feel chained by the guilt of what happened, embrace the forgiving, never-ending love of God. Romans chapter 8, I'm just going to read a couple of verses out of Romans chapter 8, but during the day, please read Romans chapter 8. It will bless you. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8 verse 1 said, "Therefore there is now no condemnation, no adjudging guilty of wrong for those who are in Christ Jesus, who live and walk not after the dictates of the flesh, but after the dictates of the Spirit." Praise the Lord. Let's jump down to verse 11. Romans 8 verse 11, and I'm reading out the Amplified Bible. "And if the Spirit of Him who raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then He who raised up Christ Jesus from the dead will also restore to life your mortal, short-lived, perishable bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you." Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's jump down to verse 26. We are sure to know that God being a partner in their labor, all things work together and are fitting into a plan for good to and for them, those who love God and are called according to His design and purpose. For those whom He foreknew, of whom He was aware and loved beforehand, He also destined from the beginning, foreordaining them to be molded into the image of His Son, and share inwardly His likeness, that He might become the firstborn among many brethren. And those whom He thus foreordained, He also called. And those whom He called, He also justified, acquitted, made righteous, putting them into right standing with Himself. And those whom He justified, He also glorified, raising them to a heavenly deity and condition or state of being. So, beloved, it's nothing that you have done that will separate you from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. If you are feeling condemnation, condemned, if you're feeling guilt, just get on your knees before the Lord. Cry out to Him. Repent. Confess your sins to Him. Give your heart, your life back.